Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. By saying hallelujah, praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, bringing to you His great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Yeshaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in the earth. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Israel, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And again, I praise the mighty Yah for allowing me once again to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. For it is a great honor. This week, we will be dealing with the seven pillars of righteousness. Yeah, the seven pillars of righteousness. It's essential and very important, even life and death, to even know the pillars of righteousness. What is a pillar? A pillar is a thing that holds the foundation as well as all the various parts of a building together. The pillars go, so do the house. And what pillars of righteousness have Yah showed us, told us in his word to hold us straight, to keep us upright, to keep us grounded and founded on a solid stone foundation that cannot be broken? And we're going to be dealing with the very first pillar of righteousness today. And that pillar is the knowledge of Elohim. We put the knowledge of Elohim. Without the knowledge of Elohim, you have nothing. And most important, if you don't have the knowledge of Elohim, you cannot. It's totally impossible to have righteousness. And righteousness is essential to have if you want to be saved by the Most High. Every generation, every dispensation, Yahweh is always looking for the righteous. But if you don't know how to get this righteousness, what make up this righteousness, what bring about the righteousness you so need to live, to have salvation, then all your search will be in vain. The knowledge of Elohim, that's number one. And we'll get to the other ones. But I want to go right into this knowledge of Elohim. Look what the Quran lets us know about righteousness before we even get into the pillars of righteousness. In the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, in the book of Proverbs 14, watch what this says. And we're going to read the 34th verse. And this is what it says. Let's start at 33. It says, wisdom rests in the heart of him that has understanding. But that which is in the midst of fools is made known. What's the 34th verse? Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people, no matter who they are. Sin is a reproach. But righteousness, that's what exalts any nation. And so if any nation, whether it's America, whether it's Russia, whether it's China, Japan, Egypt, Syria, Assyria, it don't matter who it is, or Israel, the children of Israel. Righteousness is what exalts you. And if righteousness is what exalts a nation, righteousness is what exalts individuals. And you're going to see, if you have this knowledge here, the knowledge of Elohim, which is the first pillar of righteousness, that is the pillar that bring about the knowledge, even the woke and the way that you need to be saved. Oftentimes people ask me, why are we destroyed as a people? Why can't we come together? Why can't we get together? Why can't we stay together? What is it about us that we cannot be unified? We can't build businesses together. In our communities, we're killing one another, stealing from one another, oppressing one another. How can the people that's on the lowest part of the totem pole be against one another? Well, that's a simple answer. They all use each other to try to get to the top. Not in unison, but in the most cutthroat, deranged kind of way. And this is what the Creator said that lets us know that knowledge is power. In the book of Hosea, 4th chapter, watch what this says. Since righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people, how do we get this knowledge? How do we achieve this righteousness? Well, in the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter, watch what it says. The 6th verse. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your Elohim. I will also forget your children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, I will change their glory into shame. Here it is. No wonder we don't have the knowledge of Elohim. For Yahweh said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not because the knowledge is not there for us to know. Not because the knowledge is hidden from our eyes. But the reason our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge is because we have rejected knowledge. And still to this day, even though we're in the last days, we're still rejecting knowledge. And this is the number one way that you get righteousness. You must have the knowledge of Elohim, the knowledge of Yah. Since we're in Hosea, go to Hosea the 6th chapter. Before we go to Hosea, the 6th chapter, I want to read this first verse, Hosea 4 and 1. You've got to read this. Watch what it says. Hear the word of Yahweh, you children of Israel. For Yahweh has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. And watch what the controversy is. Because there is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of Elohim in the land. Because if you have the knowledge of Elohim, you're going to have some mercy. You're going to have some truth. And really, with the knowledge of Elohim, you're going to have the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So the knowledge of Elohim is supreme. That's number one. And it's the one thing Yahweh desires. Yahweh desires different things. But watch this desire of Yahweh in the book of Hosea, the 6th chapter, talking about the 7 pillars of righteousness, the very first pillar, which is the knowledge of Yah, the knowledge of Elohim. In the book of Hosea, the 6th chapter, fourth verse. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto you? O Yehuda, what shall I do unto you? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, man, it is there, then it's gone. And as the early dew, it goes away. That's the goodness of our people. They're good for a moment. But then that goodness goes away real fast. It won't even last the whole day long. Therefore, have I healed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And your judgments are as the light that goes forth. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Here it is. Even though our people are supposed to be making sacrifices, Yahweh say he don't desire that anyway. He desire mercy and not sacrifice. And how many people say, well, let me show the mercy of Yahweh for my sin. Let me show the mercy of Yahweh and feed the poor for my iniquity. Let me show the mercy of Yahweh for my corrupt mind, my stony heart, and my stiff neck, and my haughtiness. Let me show the mercy of Yahweh. But that's what he desires. And watch this. And the knowledge of Elohim more than burnt offerings. Yahweh wants you to know him. Because if you have the knowledge of Elohim, then you will know about Yahweh's mercy. You'll know about Yahweh's goodness. You'll know how important his namesake is. If you have the knowledge of Elohim, things that we will read, you will know. For example, still in this Hosea, the 6th chapter, the 1st verse, watch what this says, and watch what the knowledge of Elohim will teach you. Come. And let us return unto Yahweh, for he has torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. You're not smitten by your enemies. You're not torn by your loved ones. Yahweh did this unto you. After 2 days, will he revive us? And then the 3rd day, he will raise us up, and we will live in his sight. And when is this 2nd day? When is this 3rd day? A lot of people ask. Well, little do they know. Watch this. This is how you know the 2nd day and the 3rd day. For the 3rd verse is, then shall we know if we follow on to know Yahweh. Because it's all about the knowledge of Elohim. His going forth is prepared as the morning. In other words, every morning that comes up, mornings don't miss a beat. There's never been a time ever since Yahweh said, let there be light, it was light. There's never ever been a time after that where there was no morning. So his going forth is prepared as the morning is going. You can bank on it. And he said, and he shall come to us as the rain. And a lot of people don't even know what this rain is. Let me tell you what this rain is. All you got to do is look it up. And this rain is simply a moraine, a teacher, someone that Yahweh would call his rain, his righteousness to come through. Look it up for yourself. It says, and he shall come to us as the rain, as the latter and former rain to earth. In other words, it's going to come, Yahweh is going to come through his prophets, through his teachers, through his morays, through the ones that he set up to teach you righteousness. But this you will not know. This you won't even understand if you don't have the knowledge of Elohim. Watch this in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. Every dispensation every generation, Yahweh is looking for righteousness. He's always looking for the one righteous that he can save, that he can count. And why? Because Yahweh said he is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He's well pleased for it. What are you well pleased for? And since Yahweh is so well pleased for his righteousness' sake, he said he will magnify the law and make it honorable. Not for your sake, not for my sake, but well pleased for his righteousness' sake. And we're talking about the seven pillars of righteousness. And the first pillar is the knowledge of Elohim. Jeremiah, the ninth chapter, watch what this is. Because we see what Yahweh desires more than burnt offering, the knowledge of Elohim. We see what he desired more than sacrifice, his mercy. So in the book of Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, the 23rd verse, this is what it says. Thus says Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. And if a man has wisdom, Yahweh gave it to him. If a man has a might, Yahweh gave it to him. If a man is rich, it's only because of Yahweh. So don't glory in those things. But you can glory. Yahweh don't have no problem with you glorying at all. But he wants you to glory in this 24th verse. But let him that glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me. And what do we mean by know me? Have the knowledge of Elohim. That I am Yahweh, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in earth. For in these things I delight, says Yahweh. That's what Yahweh desires. That's what Yahweh delight in. And watch this. Let me show you how important this knowledge is. See, if you had a true knowledge of Elohim, we're going to see these things exercised in you. Some loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. If you don't have a knowledge of Elohim, I don't expect to see none of these things. And you won't see none of these things. Watch this. 25th verse, and this is why. Watch what it says. This is why you got to have this knowledge. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will punish all them. It says all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised. In other words, Yahweh don't care if you circumcised, and he don't care if you uncircumcised. He actually cares. But if you circumcised and you still not right, if you uncircumcised, he's still looking for righteousness. Watch this, 26th verse. Egypt, Yehuda, and Edom, and the children of Ammon, and Moab, and all that are in the utmost corners that dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. See, you might be circumcised in the flesh, but make no mistake about it, your heart is not right. And Yahweh is looking for a heart that is right. The scripture teaches us that unless Yahweh build a house, they that labor in vain that build it. And what is this teaching us? If what you're doing, if what you're about, is not about Yahweh, then how is Yahweh building the thing that you so desire? And this thing is not even about Yahweh. So why would Yahweh be about the thing that you desire? And you're not even desiring the thing that he desires. And that is the knowledge of Elohim. And I love this proverb here, or song rather, in the book of Psalms. Psalm 4. And I'll start at the first verse. Forgive me, my brothers and sisters, you see me wiping my mouth. I'm fasting, so my mouth is dry. When the sun is down, I can wet my lips. But this is what it says. Psalms 4 and 1. Hear me when I call, Elohim, of my righteousness. You have enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O you sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after lies? Selah. And watch this third verse. It's key. But know that Yahweh has set apart him that is Elohimly for himself. Yahweh will hear when I call unto him. How has Yahweh set you apart? How has Yahweh made you Elohimly for himself? How has Yahweh done that? What do you possess that Yahweh say you're going to be an Elohim? Surely, to be an Elohim, as Yahweh is saying, you must have some knowledge. What knowledge will make you an Elohim? Well, it's not all. The knowledge of Elohim. It says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your head and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in Yahweh. There are many that say, who will show us any good? Yahweh, lift you up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart more than in the time their corn and their new wine increase. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For you, Yahweh, all make me to dwell in safety. Beautiful song. If you desire to be an Elohim. And we're talking about the seven pillars of righteousness. We're talking about the number one thing you have to have, the number one pillar you have to have to even have righteousness. And righteousness is the one thing that Yahweh is looking for in everybody. When Yahweh destroyed the earth by a flood, he said to Noah, I have seen righteousness in thee. Bring you and your family into the ark. For in thee I've seen righteousness. And if you want Yahweh to see righteousness in you, you're going to have to possess the knowledge of Elohim. Because this is where the knowledge lies. This is where righteousness is at. This is what's going to determine who you are. Look what Yahweh said about his suffering servant that a lot of people don't know about. They think it's talking about Christ. And the chapter tells you exactly who it's speaking about in Isaiah 53. Watch what it says. You'll see exactly. Watch how Yahweh show you who this chapter is speaking about. And you won't even see the name Christ at all. Isaiah 53 and 1. Who have believed our report? Nobody. Not the report that we've been telling people about. And what report is that? You're going to see. And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? And Yahweh said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants the prophets. He will do absolutely nothing. Yahweh revelations come through prophets. Second verse. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. In other words, he is famous. You don't have a bunch of money. In other words, there's no beauty about him that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men. And why? And I don't even want to tell y'all why yet. But I'll tell y'all why. A man of sorrows. acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Everywhere Christ went, they loved him. He had multitudes and crowds following him. Now, this ain't talking about the even despised and rejected at all. Not according to the New Testament. Four verse. Surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we didn't esteem him stricken. Smitten by Elohim and afflicted. In other words, whoever this is, they afflicted themselves. They were smitten by Elohim, by the charge that they were given. They were afflicted. And nobody took knowledge of it. Didn't even care that what he was doing it for them. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And I know it sounds like an individual. It sounds like a person. It sounds like a man. So I can understand why the New Testament was able to trick most of the world. But Yahweh gonna make crooked things straight. So you can see who this stricken, smitten, afflicted, wounded, bruised, chastised one is. That by his stripes, one is healed. But the people didn't take knowledge of it. The people are not taking knowledge of it. Sixth verse. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Because Yahweh want to save. Watch what it says. He was oppressed. Who was that? Run JC. He was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. In other words, he knew why he was afflicted. He knew why he was being chastised. He knew why he carried people's sorrows and griefs, smitten of Elohim, flitting, afflicted, stricken. He knew all this because he had the knowledge of Elohim. But I want to show you who this is. Because Yahweh is going to reveal to you the very first time who this is. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. My goodness. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. Christ wasn't bruised. Christ was killed. That man was killed, according to the New Testament. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He has put him to death. He didn't say he put him to death. That's this false faith New Testament. No, he has put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. Christ never had a seed. Never been with a woman, period, according to the New Testament. And that's what the seed is. Seed is the offspring. He shall prolong his days. Come on, brothers and sisters. Christ's days was not prolonged, according to the New Testament. This man came on the scene at 30 years old and died at 33. 33 is not no long life, prolonged days. And the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. Now you have to see who Yahweh really was talking about. 11 verse. He shall see of the labor of his soul. Yeah, he's going to see the labor of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Who was Yahweh talking about? His righteous servant. Now do you see what the pillars of righteousness is all about? Now do you see why the first pillar is the knowledge of Elohim? Because by his knowledge, true knowledge, this suffering servant, he know why he suffered. Shall my righteous servant justify many? Only a righteous servant will go through this. Why do you think Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights for the sin of the people? Why you think Elijah went on this long journey, 40 days and 40 nights, to prophesy against the false prophets of Baal? And why do you think we have proposed to our people, the children of Israel, no matter where they at, that can hear my voice, to fast 40 days and 40 nights? Because it's by your knowledge, by your righteousness, that you can justify many. Because you will bear the iniquities of our people. The knowledge of Elohim, the first pillar of righteousness. And not only that, watch what the Creator says about this great pillar in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Watch what Yahweh will do. Watch what he will have you do. We just read where in the book of Isaiah 53, it's about Yahweh's suffering, righteous servant. And by the knowledge of his righteous servant, he will justify many. Because he would afflict himself like Moses did. And when Moses afflicted himself for the nation of Israel, after Yahweh has proposed to destroy them, make a nation out of Moses, Yahweh stayed, hearkened to the prayer of his righteous servant, Moses. And watch what Yahweh will do here. All the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers. And you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Here go this 40 again. But what did he do these 40 years? Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Why? To humble himself before Yahweh. To afflict himself before Yahweh for the sin of the people. So what did Yahweh do for 40 years to the people in the wilderness? And the very first thing it says is to humble you. To prove you. To know what was in your heart. Whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you. And he allowed you to hunger. And fed you with manna, which you knew not. Neither did your fathers know. That he might make you to know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh, does man live. Now do you see the knowledge that Yahweh was trying to impart into you for 40 years? Now do you see the knowledge that Yahweh was trying to give you? And now don't you see this knowledge that Yahweh was trying to give you? He gave it to you in a state of humility, affliction, suffering, that your mind may be on him, that you might know him. This is how Yahweh works. This is why you got to have the knowledge of Elohim. You're not going to get this knowledge on the beach. You're not going to get this knowledge on the island where you can surf and ski on a love boat. No, this knowledge comes different. Than any other knowledge. And let me show you what I'm telling you is the truth. In the book of Deuteronomy 29. Watch what this says in Deuteronomy 29. And we're going to read Let me start at the first verse. And these are the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moshe to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moshe called to all Israel and said to them, you have seen all that Yahweh did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his men. The great temptations which your eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Yet Yahweh has not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. And watch what Yahweh, let them know what this is all about. And I've led you 40 years in the wilderness. There go the 4 years again. 40 again. Why, Yahweh? Your clothes have not grown old upon you. Your shoe has not grown old on your foot. You have not eaten bread. Why? Neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you might know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim. In other words, Yahweh stayed there from wine, stayed there from strong drink, and even stayed there from bread for 40 years. That they may know Yahweh. In other words, he wanted them to know. He wanted them to have the knowledge of Elohim. And to have this great knowledge, it involves sacrifice. That sacrifice is the sacrifice of righteousness. And once you possess the knowledge of Elohim, then you're going to know about his mercy, his judgment, and his righteousness that he exercised in the earth. Because there's things that you got to know. For example, about this Yahweh in the book of Isaiah 44. In the book of Isaiah 44, watch what it says. And we're going to start reading at the 6th verse. Thus is Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. And besides me, there is no Elohim. And who as I shall call, and shall declare, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them, fear not, neither be afraid. Have not I told you from that time and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. That's what Yahweh wants you to be, his witness. That's what he raised you up to be, his witness. But you cannot be Yahweh's witness if you don't have the knowledge of Elohim. Because watch what it says. Is there a Elohim besides me? In other words, is there an Elohim other than Yahweh? And watch the answer. And see, this is an easy answer if you had a knowledge of Elohim. But this answer would totally confuse you if you don't. Or that question. Yes. There is no Elohim. So watch what Yahweh said. I know not any. There's not enough knowledge in the world. There's not enough knowledge. There's no knowledge that exists that will make another Elohim besides Yahweh. Because Yahweh don't know not. He know not any. How can you know any? in the book of Isaiah 43, watch what this is. Ninth verse. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, but let them hear say it is true. You are my witnesses, says Yahweh, and my servant, because we read about his righteous servant in Isaiah 53, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no other form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me, there is no Savior. And how do we know there's no Savior? Because we are Yahweh witnesses. And we are witnessing, and we are his servant that he's chosen. But we got to know. How do we know? By his word. We got to believe. And how do we believe? By his word. And we got to understand. The knowledge of Elohim. That's the very first pillar of righteousness. Without this pillar, brothers and sisters, you can't have righteousness. And righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness is what saves. Righteousness is what delivers. And what do righteousness deliver you from? Death. Watch what it says in Isaiah 42. The 18th verse. Hear you deaf, and look you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or deaf as the messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is and blind as Yahweh's servant? See many things, but you observe not. Opening the ears, but he hears not. And since you're not opening up your ears, since you're not observing, since you want to be blind and deaf, look what Yahweh said he would do in the 21st verse. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. And what are we talking about? The seven pillars of righteousness. He's well pleased for his righteousness' sake. So please, he will magnify the law and make it honorable. And why, brothers and sisters? Because there's too many crooked things going on today. And Yahweh said he will make the crooked things straight. And how do you think that will take place? By the knowledge of Angel Elohim. That's how it would take place. Furthermore, in the book of Daniel, the second chapter, Daniel was a very wise man. Daniel 2. And we're going to read verse 17. Now let's start at 15. Then he answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, "Why is the decree so hasty from the king?" Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house, made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. And watch what it says. And that they would desire mercies of Elohim of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed Elohim of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of Elohim forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things, and he knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him." The knowledge of Elohim. This is how we know things. This is how things are revealed. But it's only revealed. The knowledge is just for you to come to righteousness, because that's what Yahweh is looking for. He's looking for righteousness. This is it. Watch this. Let me show you something. And a couple more things I want you to see. One is in the book of Jeremiah 18. In the book of Jeremiah 18. Fifth verse. The word of Yahweh came to me saying, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, says Yahweh? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." Watch the seventh verse. "At what instant I shall speak concerning the nation and concerning the kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turns from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them." See, Yahweh is always looking to save. And at what is it? "I shall speak concerning the nation and concerning the kingdom, to build and to plant it. If it does evil in my sight, that it obeys not my voice, then I will repent of the good with which I said I would benefit them. See what Yahweh will do? If you're bad, but turn good, Yahweh will have mercy on you. But if you're good and you turn bad, then watch out, brothers and sisters, because then Yahweh will turn and do you hurt. Now watch what he said will happen in the last days. Jeremiah 23. Fifth verse. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will raise up David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment, justice in the earth. That's what he's going to execute. Why would he execute judgment and justice? Because that's what Yahweh desires. In his days, Yahushua shall be saved. And Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called Yahweh, our righteousness. In other words, Siddiq Yah or Siddiq Yah, which means Yahweh our righteousness. This is the first pillar of righteousness, the knowledge of Elohim. How can you do anything without this great knowledge? But especially, how can you have righteousness in any form without knowledge of Elohim? This is number one. Watch this. The book of Ecclesiastes. We'll turn there. Because I want you to have all the truths that you need to seek and search for the knowledge of Elohim. Watch what it says. I start at the 24th verse. There is nothing better for a man. That's Ecclesiastes 2 and 24. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he shall make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also that it was from the hand of Elohim. For who can eat or who else can hurry hereunto more than I? For Elohim gives to a man good. Watch what this says. For Elohim gives to a man that is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge. A man that is good in his sight, he gives him wisdom, he gives him knowledge and joy. To the sinner, he gives work to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before Elohim. This also is vanity and longing of spirit. The knowledge of Elohim. This is the number one, the very first, the chief, and the head of all the seven pillars of righteousness. And you must possess the knowledge of Elohim if you desire to be saved and redeemed from death. So until tomorrow, when we will deal with the other pillars, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
Alerting me, he opened the scrolls and said his words to me. Now I'm a gift to those hope.